Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping skies dry and sunny for most of the region. We do run the risk at a few pop-up scattered clouds, primarily over the Catskills, which could lead to a stray shower, but mostly dry for just about everyone. And with low humidity, temperatures will climb into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, skies will remain clear, and with that high pressure center overhead, temperatures will drop back again into the upper 40s and lower 50s. So we'll start off tomorrow with some sunshine, then as that high departs, a system will head our way from the Midwest. Clouds will increase during the morning, leading to a few showers by lunchtime, then more numerous showers and even a couple of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon, lasting into the evening. High temperatures on an increasing southerly breeze will push into the lower 70s. Behind this system on Friday, another area of high pressure will build in and dry us out for the end of the week. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, a bit of a northwest breeze, and cooler temperatures. Highs on Friday will only manage to get into the lower 60s. On the cooler side of a warm front on Saturday, skies will be mostly cloudy. And as the front approaches, we'll see showers developing across the region. Temperatures will stay in the 50s to the north of the front in northern New York and New England, near 60 along I-90, but manage to get into the middle and upper 60s, perhaps even near 70 south of the front in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Showers will persist into Saturday night before we dry it out for Mother's Day. On Sunday, we could expect a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-60s. A warming trend with plenty of sunshine early next week, Monday and Tuesday, middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Midwest. Modest heating in the wake of dissipating convection and cloud cover this morning should provide an amply unstable environment for convective redevelopment to occur near an eastward-moving trough crossing the Midwest. While mid-level flow will remain somewhat modest through peak heating, enhanced low-level flow suggests potential for some storm organization and attendant risk for damaging winds and hail and possibly a brief tornado. Across the west, scattered showers and a few storms are expected from the Cascades to the Northern Rockies today as a cold front moves across the Intermountain region. Locally enhanced heavier rainfall is possible for the windward terrain. Another area of enhanced rainfall is expected across Nebraska and South Dakota as another low pressure center develops over the plains by the end of the week. Farther to the south, over the desert southwest, hot weather will continue underneath upper level ridging with temperatures likely exceeding 100 degrees again for the lower elevations of Arizona, southern Nevada, and southeastern California. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 93, set in 1979, and the record low, 27, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny again today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and showers in the afternoon, perhaps Some thunderstorms as well, as highs reach the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, cooler on Friday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers Saturday, averaging near 60. A mix of sun and clouds on Mother's Day for Sunday in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Monday, and upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.